Hello everyone, welcome to today's call. Today is April 6th, we got about 9 days till tax day, if that's good, or if it would never be good news, or just general news. And this is the Persuasion Call. We're going to spend some time talking about some do's and don'ts in the world of persuasion and influence. Remember, the recording is posted on ywhypersuasion.com with a contact us form. You're welcome to take a look at that. Before we get started, are there any questions or comments? Bad jokes? None of the above? Is there anything you're running into in the world of persuasion or influence or negotiation that you need help with? Let me know right now. I guess no one's going to talk to me today. All right. Well, anyway, if you have any questions, please jump in. Sounds like we're going to have a bigger replay this week. I want to spend some time talking about some of the latest research on persuasion and influence as far as connecting with people and understanding people. This will really help you out. Now, first things first, you've heard me talk about it before that mood matters. Okay. Now, this could be your mood, or it could be their mood. What we have found is that when people are in a negative or foul mood, they recall negative things, why it won't work, why they don't like you. When people are in a positive mood, they recall positive things and why it will work out. So we know if you're trying to talk to a boss at work or get something done at work or talk to somebody in a foreclosure situation, that mood is an interesting thing. And we know that things like food, going for a walk, getting in the sunshine, different times of day, giving somebody hope, all changes mood. I'm not even going to your mood as a persuader because that matters too, but what are some of the things we can do to change somebody's mood? Now, with that knowledge, we have to take a look at the role of humor. Humor in persuasion, and I knew there was a correlation before I even started looking at the studies and the intercepts and talking to people, but it was a lot bigger than any of us thought as far as the role of humor in persuasion. Now understand, I'm not asking you to be a stand-up comedian, not asking you to go study improv, but you know what, if you had a chance to take an improv class, it would probably help you out in the world of persuasion. The reality is, and bottom line is, you can get someone to smile, get someone to feel good about themselves, get somebody to laugh, get someone feel maybe a little lighter, the doors of influence swing wide open. People are very serious nowadays, especially in this economy. If they can feel a little lighter, a little hope, it goes a long way. And we're not talking about just entertainment. Sure, it's fun to go to a movie and entertain and laugh, but I'm talking about in the world of persuasion. Because humor disarms the person that you're talking to. They're more likely to open up to you. They'll feel more comfortable around you. They're more likely to ask you the question they wouldn't ask with somebody that they didn't feel comfortable with. And you can do that with humor. And there are ways to do that. Even if you don't feel that you're funny, you can be funny. You can have humor. You can get them to smile. What happens is, you know, especially in a presentation type situation or over the phone, is all people's minds tend to wander from time to time, and it brings them back in, and I guess bottom line, it kind of re-energizes their soul a little bit. And they've also noticed with humor is that it can divert their negative thoughts, and why it won't work out, why they shouldn't be talking to you. And with humor, it basically disarms their audience. In fact, there was a famous person, Herbert Gardner, that once said, once you've got people laughing, they're listening, and you can tell them almost anything. And that's true. They accept that as truth. And how can we use humor? How can we implement humor? Whether we're writing sales copy for a letter or for the Internet, whether we're leaving a voicemail, talking to people face-to-face, doing a seminar, talking to someone one-on-one, humor gives you a tremendous advantage. Again, even if it's just a smile. Now, we have to be careful with humor a little bit because you've heard a joke before, you laughed, You thought it was funny, then you went. Now let me ask you this. You went and told somebody else that joke, and what happened? Anybody want to admit what happened?
They don't think it's funny.
Yeah. They don't think it's funny, but you thought it was funny. But and that's the thing to understand is most of humor is in the delivery. I think what we need to say with humor is they're either going to laugh with you or feel sorry for you. So if you're going to use humor, make sure it's tested. Make sure that it's something that you've used before, that you've practiced before. And sometimes a lot with humor, too, you can make fun of yourself. And an audience is like that when you can be real enough to make fun of yourself. For example, in a seminar situation when I'm teaching about the law of esteem, one of the 12 laws of persuasion, one of the stories that I'll tell, I'll talk about how my wife wanted to go shopping, and I didn't really want to go. And she says, let's go shopping. And I'm like, all right, and I don't know. And she says, well, we'll go do some research. And that's kind of my thing. And she said, all right, we'll go to the mall and we'll do some research, see how persuasive they are. And she went into a store that I didn't really care for. And so I said, I'm going to go to this store. I'm going to go to the suit store, see what they have. She says, well, you don't need a suit. And I said, I'm just looking. And I walk in there, and this sharply dressed gentleman comes walking up to me very quickly and says, hey, may I help you? I'm just looking at suits. She says, well, what color were you thinking about? I said, well, probably blue. If you don't know, blue is one of the more credible colors. And he says, okay, great. And what size are you? And I'm like, well, I really don't know. He says, well, that's okay. We'll go ahead and measure you. And he measured my waist, and he measured my chest, and then he measured my chest again. And he looked at me, and he says, do you work out? And I said, well, why, yes, I do. And he says, you're going to need the athletic cut. And I bought a suit that day because it was on sale, of course, but illustrating the fact that just when people use esteem and when people get you to feel good, bad about yourself, it works. But also, that's a funny story. It makes fun of me. I bought a suit just because the person was able to boost my esteem. Gets a smile, and it's very simple to tell, and you already have those type of stories that you can add. And so humor is powerful. See, when you use humor during the presentation, and again, a presentation can be defined over the phone, one-on-one, multiple people, or even on a website. It eases emotional pain, which is important if you're dealing with a highly emotional situation, like someone who's going through divorce or foreclosure or anything like that. It creates a more positive environment. It keeps their attention more, which increases their participation, because if they're not listening, you can't persuade them very well. And when you do use humor, people do remember you more and your message more. And it kind of strikes that emotional chord. And I guess, really, it disarms it. But what it does for you as a persuader is they will like you more. It increases your rapport. They actually trust you more. And it strengthens that relationship. And then also boosts your confidence a little bit to get a little laugh, a little chuckle. And you can do this. So let's talk about some ways to add humor in your presentations over the phone or face-to-face. In fact, let me ask, what are some ways that you can add, like, not necessarily a stand-up comic act, how can you just add something in a presentation to get somebody to smile? What can you do? Anybody? Well, I guess I'll tell you. There are a variety of ways. Now, one could be an embarrassing moment that everyone's had. That's something that everybody has access to, because that's something that makes you real, that is fun to listen to, and gets people to chuckle a little bit. That's something that you can add, as long as it's not, I guess, not too embarrassing to you. You have things, for example, YouTube. How easy is YouTube? To send somebody a clip or to watch a clip during a presentation or add a clip. I've incorporated quite a few video clips from YouTube that are funny. So if you don't think you're funny at all, you go to YouTube, you can find something that guarantees for someone to laugh. It could be about your product, your service, your industry, something similar. YouTube is one of those things. And so if you're feeling a situation where you're sitting a brick wall, or they're not trusting you, they're not liking you, maybe that's the time to pull out some type of humor. Anybody can do that. You can put a comic. Comics are powerful. In fact, there are a lot of great resources for comics that you can find that are about your industry. You can go to places like cartoonbank.com is a great place for cartoons. Just type in search words. Cartoons.com is another area that you can go to. If you're doing a lot with business, Dilbert.com is bound to have something that's going to make fun of you or your industry a little bit and get someone to laugh. I use Glass Bergen. I put him in a lot of my books and a lot of my seminars. It's G-L-A-S-B-E-R-G-E-N. Again, G-L-A-S-B-E-R-G-E-N. Now, it's not something, if you're just using a one-on-one, probably not a big deal, but if you're using it in a big seminar or in your book, you definitely have to pay for the rights to that. And he's got a lot of things that are really funny. So you could come, it could be from a cartoon, it could be from a humor website, a joke, a story, an audio, a movie clip. What is it that you can add a little spice, a little humor to what you're doing? And you can do this. You can do this. It changes the mood, and it makes them easier to persuade. Because a lot of times you go into a persuasive situation, their guard's up. Oh, no, they're going to try to persuade me. A little humor, a little smile. And when they laugh with you, it eases their mood and makes them easier to persuade. Whether it's a teenager, whether it's in a seminar, whether it's over the phone, it does not matter. So as you think about your presentation, it increases that mood. Now, what it also does, too, is it changes the energy in the room or the energy with that person. And that's something that's very beneficial to you. Now, if you're doing, say, a large room, humor works very well. Now, some people will not laugh no matter what you do. Now, hopefully they're smiling on the inside, and you have to give them a little time to laugh or smirk or smile. But let's talk a little bit about groups and humor. I'm sure you've been to a movie before when you were by yourself, or at least a few people in there, and the movie's not as funny for some reason. Now, if every seat was taken, there's more laughter, and it's because humor a lot of times is contagious. And that's why we teach people in a presentation or seminar situation is if you were expecting 50 people to come to a presentation, what a lot of people do is they make the mistake of setting up 100 chairs just in case. But then there's an unwritten rule, especially for men, that you can't, if there's a lot of seats, you can't sit next to each other. Okay? They did a study in Vegas where at a blackjack table, you had two women sitting next to each other and two men sitting next to each other. When the two women would leave, the two men would separate because there was an extra chair. They couldn't be sitting next to each other. When the two men would leave, leaving the two women, the women would stay there. It's just kind of one of those male-female things. If you had 100 seats and only 50 people showed up, it takes the energy from the room. People will not laugh as much. And they're also thinking, well, man, they're not all that because they... Now look at all these empty seats. So if you're expecting 50 people, I would set 25 seats up. Have seats in the back. Everyone sits together. Uh-oh, not enough seats. More energy. You're pulling seats. You're setting them up. Everyone's close together, which means more energy, more laughter, and more fun in a group situation. So whether you're doing a webinar or face-to-face, think about your humor. Especially if you're employing something like a PowerPoint or a webinar, you can add a picture that's funny. Now, here's an interesting website that maybe they or not can use, but at least if you need a laugh, it would work. It's called Despair.com. Despair, D-E-S, was it D-S-P-A-R-E? I believe that is. Let me double-check that real fast, make sure I got that right. Anyway, you've all seen those motivational signs about, you know, going to the end and being persistent and motivation and you can do it. But despair.com, I got to write D-E-S-P-A-R, even if you just need a laugh, takes all those signs and makes fun of them. Okay? And you can buy them, and or you can just take a look at them. There's one, for example, with the bear in the water, and the salmon's coming up right into his mouth. And the thing is, the journey of 1,000 miles sometimes ends very, very badly. Okay? And it's so simple. There's one with a picture of a telephone, and it says apathy. It says, if we don't take care of the customer, maybe they'll stop bugging us. Okay? And they have hundreds of these, and so maybe one of those would work for you. You could buy it. There's one with all these matches, and one's a little higher, and it's on fire, and it says burnout. It says, attitudes are contagious. Mine might kill you. So a simple thing anybody can do, anybody can add, that you can do that. Because happiness is an all-time low. Now, the sad thing in the numbers show that, we'll take a 3-year-old, for example. I'm sorry, a 6-year-old. Take a 6-year-old, remember the study here, a 6-year-old will laugh or smile 300 times a day. An adult, if you're lucky, 6 times a day. And they're looking for it. Just for some reason, laugh. Maybe you want to watch Jay Leno or David Letterman. Watch how they get people to laugh. Even when they're joke bombs, they still get people to laugh. They don't have to run out again and be a stand-up comedian. Humor is both an art and a science. Like any skill, it can be learned and mastered. Oh, I'm not funny. No, you can be. Anybody can show a YouTube video. Anybody can show a funny comic. Anybody can show a funny picture. It takes practice. It's all in the delivery. Sometimes you may fail. Keep notes why. And some audiences are tougher than others. For example, you'll get more laughter at night than during the day. You know, like Monday morning is much harder to get people to laugh than Friday afternoon. It's just human nature. And I've had some audiences that are just rolling and laughing at the jokes. And I'll tell the same joke to another audience and, like, look at me like, who are you? And you just have to roll with the punches sometimes. But if you keep at it until you've harnessed the power to make others laugh, it'll make them feel good. They will like to be around you. You'll become more influential. You'll become more persuasive. And it will give you the power to motivate and influence others in a productive and positive way. There are ways to do this. So just to kind of remember that when you put humor in a persuasive presentation, and they're in a highly emotional situation, maybe negative emotion, it will ease that emotional pain a little bit. And that's why so many people are addicted to TV at night, is that it's an escape. But if you use the right humor, it can create a positive environment. It keeps them interested. It keeps them involved. You feel like you're losing them. That's a great place for humor. They can sense your goodwill, especially when you're making fun of yourself and having fun with that. Now, we never make fun of other people or degrade other people, even if it's funny. In the long term, it will hurt. Too many stories where people have humor that's offensive or making fun of somebody that can't fight back. That's not the type of humor that you want. So when you do use humor, you can use it to reveal an important truth, that you are more memorable, and it's just a little more entertaining. It makes life a little more fun, and you're getting a few more smiles. I can't think of anybody that I've ever met that said they laughed or smiled too much. Now, yes, maybe there's a few out there, but during a presentation, I've never had somebody know they like to laugh, they like to smile, they like to have fun, and it's part of the process. So this is what I want you to do this week, is think about the way you're leaving a message on the phone or the way you interact with people, or that initially when you meet people, what can you do, what can you say, what can you add just to get someone to smile? Just to get them to smile, maybe chuckle a little bit. What can you do to watch? They have plenty of resources on the internet of joke of the day, funny stories, funny pictures. They have radios. The satellite radio has probably four or five stations that's all humor. Taking an improv class. Improv is where they give you a scenario and you just come up with it. That's very helpful to persuaders. Awesome things that you can add. Bottom line, humor opens the door to persuasion and makes you more influential. Any questions about what we talked about today in humor? That's a real easy one today. Any questions about anything you're running into in the world of persuasion, influence, or negotiation? Any rude remarks? Okay, because we're doing lots of replay lines this week. Remember the replay lines on whypersuasion.com, whypersuasion.com. We'll get that posted for you. Also, just think about with humor and persuasion what you can add, what you can do to make this happen. Anybody can do this, even if it's just a smile, a quick smile. And part of that might be boosting their self-esteem is another thing that you can do that you can add. I was astounded with the results of this research. I knew there was a correlation, but it is huge, bigger than you think. That when you get someone to laugh and smile, they feel better, it changes their mood, gets them on the right path, and goes a long way. You'd be surprised when there's multi-million dollar contracts. The reason they went with person X versus person Y is because they made them laugh, they made them smile, and they liked them more. It happens all the time. So with that, implement humor in your persuasive presentations. Replay lines on whypersuasion.com. If there's any challenges that you're running into, there's a feedback form. You can send it to me on whypersuasion.com or a topic you want to hear during this class. More than happy to hit those. With that, everyone have an incredible week and wishing you massive success. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Thanks.
You bet.